think.
Ow! Why'd you chunk that rock at me?
Chunk? Like the chunks of fudge brownie in the chocolate bliss sundae.
You broke my glasses here.
And world-class chocolate with hot fudge and whipped cream.
The new signature sundaes. Baskin-Robbins. Happy choosing. Price and participation may vary.
Okay, for all you people who wear glasses, open your eyes. Your glasses aren't doing jack to improve your natural eyesight. Not one thing. Oh, don't get me wrong. You may be able to see better when you put them on, but glasses are nothing more than a crutch. A momentary patch job on a problem that may actually be improved by you. And I'm not talking about LASIK or some other surgery with people poking around your eyeballs. No, I'm talking about a simple system from Vision Improvement Technology that you can do on your own that just may strengthen your natural eyesight and help you start seeing more clearly. The award-winning doctors who created it believe it can totally eliminate or reduce your dependence on glasses or contacts once and for all. This is for real. It's a real system created by real doctors. But don't take our word for it. Let us send you a free video to see this program firsthand for yourself. A free video just for calling. Call 1-800-522-6121. That's 1-800-522-6121. 1-800-522-6121.
6:59 on 960 The Quake. Our Quake News Team special, San Francisco in 60, coming up in a couple of seconds. Keeping it real with Will and Willie, 7 to 10 this morning at the Hotel Vitale in San Francisco. It's Will Durst and Paul Wells and Willie Brown. Happy Father's Day.
Happy Father's Day to you, John.
Happy Father's Day, Eve.
Happy Father's Day to you.
But you're the only father here.
Yeah, Friday, and we're all together.
I'm the only admitted father.
We can say happy Father's Day to you.
Yes, you can, gentlemen. You can.
And you're the father of this show.
At my age, I am.
Well, you're the question about that. Paul's the father of this show.
Oh, is he? Okay. Well, be that as it may.
You're the mother of this show.
We've got a program lined up today. Bob Agnew, obviously, moonlighted at Wingfoot yesterday for Tiger Woods. There's no other way he would have shot a 76.
The good news is Tiger Woods is back. The bad news is he's playing like me.
Yeah, he may not make the cut. That's the
No, he's already even par in the first four holes.
He shot a 76 yesterday?
Yeah. Shot a 76. And believe me, below him, a whole series of luminaries like Sergio Garcia, Retief Goosen, David Loves the
third. How'd John Daly do?
John Daly, I think, is with us.
Yeah.
He's on the sidelines.
He's chopping it up.
Yeah, I couldn't find his name this morning. I actually looked for his name, and I scanned everything. I couldn't find his name. And the guy that is leading has never won anything.
No, it's early. Wingfoot is going to take
and
his
then, of
toll
course,
on people.
Nancy Pelosi won the fight yesterday, 99-58. Jefferson is no longer a member of the Ways and Means Committee, as recommended by the Democratic caucus. And, of course, the debate goes on and on and on over whether or not we should be involved in the war. And I got to tell you, it sounds like 9/11 all over again.
We'll be talking about that and more, John.
All right.
Ready
Betsy,
to roll.
Betsy Rosenberg from EcoTalk will be along, too, and a lot more. Keeping it real with Will and Willie coming up in just a couple of minutes on the Bay Area's exclusive progressive talk station. We're broadcasting in HD Digital. This is KQKE Oakland, San Francisco. It's 7:01 on 960 The Quake.
This is a special report from the Quake News Team. San Francisco in 60 seconds on 960 The Quake.
You get into a cab in San Francisco, and it's been my experience that you'll get one of two things. Chatty Cathy, which can be charming and somewhat entertaining, or Grumpy the Grumperstein. That was just what one of our station interns got on her way to work early one morning. She says it was only a five-block ride, which clearly rubbed Grumpy Taxi Guy the wrong way.
He started complaining that, why can't you walk? You're so lazy. Wasting my time. I can't believe you called.
Then he kicked her out of the cab and refused to take her money. Believe it or not, that very same day, a man here in San Francisco on business had a similar experience with a cabbie as he left his hotel.
Immediately he just stopped and stared at me as if he could kill me and said, they told me you were going to airport. Get out.
So what's the deal? Why are some cab drivers so irritable? This driver, a very nice one by the way, says that just to become a cab driver in San Francisco, one must pay about $400, and then about $100 per shift goes to the dispatch company.
And it's hard to make it at times. So if you're taking 110 and You might take that to pay the dispatchers off.
And as for rejecting fares, he says that he never does it.
Some of the drivers, they just look for better rides. But by law, you're not supposed to turn it down.
So to you, Grumpy McGrumperstein cab driver, give us a break. We're at your mercy.
Listen for our specials every day at 7 a.m. and 4 p.m. and online at quakeradio.com.
This summer can be a difference maker for your child.
My daughter struggled with her schoolwork, but what frightened me most was that she lost her self-image and confidence. After only a few sessions with her Learning Rx trainer, that confidence came back. After just 10 weeks, she'd also increased her grades in every class.
Learning Rx is number one in learning and reading gains. We can help your student achieve twice the gains in half the time at half the cost. A cognitive skills trainer will work one-on-one with your child this summer to dramatically enhance his or her core ability to learn. Stronger learning skills through Learning Rx's fun, unique brain training produce enhanced performance, increased confidence, and a whole new set of abilities to overcome persistent learning problems. A few hours invested in training this summer can literally change the way your child learns and reads, both next year and forever.
Services are available in Walnut Creek, Pleasanton, and Fremont. For more information, call 925-416-1400.
Listen up, people. This is the King of Car Loans, Mike Fraga. If you call 1-800-FRESH-START, you'll get something no one else can give you. That's an appointment with me, Mike Fraga. Check it out.
Hi, I'm Miley, Mike's assistant. He helped me get into a fat Trans Am. Mike has amazing relationships with hundreds of credit unions and the toughest lenders out there. Call 1-800-FRESH-START.
Hi, I'm Renee. I tried the rest. Fresh Start is the best. Call 1-800-FRESH-START and Mike Fraga will put his car loan money where his mouth is. Call 1-800-FRESH-START.
On approval of credit, subject to prior sale. Whatever.
Here's a Quake traffic check from the Cron 4 Traffic Center. Cron 4, home of the 9 o'clock news.
7:05. This report brought to you by General Motors Fuel Price Protection. We have good news. There are no major problems on any Bay Area freeway at the moment. Kind of slow in the normal spots, but no major accidents or stalls right now. Metering lights are on at the Baybridge Toll Plaza, but the backup is not significant at all. BART running on time as well. Want to put a cap on gas prices? Pay only $1.99 a gallon? Go to fuelprotection.com to find out how. Learn about GM Fuel Price Protection. The event ends on July 5th. You can check real-time local traffic anytime. Visit quakeradio.com. Elmer Fudd and the Oakland Mayor's Race. What do they have in common? We'll tell you at the bottom of the hour. More local news coming up now. Keeping it real with Will and Willie on San Francisco's exclusive progressive talk station, 960 The Quake.
And good morning on this Friday at 7:05. We're live from the Hotel Vitale, the corner of Mission Embarcadero. Beautiful sunny day. Great day to be broadcasting here. And you can come by and visit our lounge. Hang out with Will Durst and Willie Brown.
Speak for yourself when you say you're alive.
Yeah, what happened to you, mister?
I'm sorry. They didn't knock. They believed Scalia when he said it's okay to...
A warrantless?
Yeah. It's okay to go in. Can you imagine how many people are going to get their heads blown off with that nonsense? You just kick my door in and I fire. I mean, it's unbelievable how this court could come by 5-4 decision and say it's perfectly all right not to knock, not to announce who you are.
That is when they're serving a subpoena, though.
Yes. When they're serving, yes, when they're serving a warrant, what have you, they just kick the door in and start blasting. I mean, what kind of crazy stuff is that?
We see it all the time in the movies. Everybody's used to it.
Well, not really.
No, there's the open up. It's the police. They don't have to do that anymore.
Except if the guys are 24. Those guys turn out. They don't do anything. They blow the place up and then go in to see if there's anything left. But it really is an invasion. I don't think
they have to announce themselves, though.
No, they don't.
No, that's
well,
the ruling.
No.
They don't.
But aren't there some communities in America that say you can shoot somebody who enters your apartment? Now, if they don't announce themselves as cops, how would anybody know who they are and they can defend their property?
Why do you think I'm saying what I'm saying?
Exactly.
I think it's a court ruling that really makes no sense in a civilized society.
Well, then the cops won't do it.
And for as long as this nation has been in place, police officers have always announced, stop police. They don't go, pow, stop police.
Well...
that's what they're
recommending. Some communities.
Well, but that's why there are always those disputes, and that's why you always have all this nonsense involving excessive use of force, etc., or at least allegations of excessive use of force. haven't had the responsibility to kind of supervise a police department, I can tell you that this is not a good thing. It is not an appropriate thing. The cowboys among the law enforcement people, and there are some, are going to get their really disciplined, aesthetic, appropriate, and law enforcement types hurt, because people are going to start reacting very badly to what will be a disputable entry every single solitary time.
Well, the cops will learn that, and they'll announce themselves.
Well, I
don't,
you
cops
know,
don't want to be shot at any more than anybody does.
I share your view, but I think when the court gives them that kind of authority, it becomes, you know, problematic.
I wonder why Sandra Day O'Connor resigned. I know she said she resigned to facilitate...
Do a talk show? Maybe.
She wants take to over from Ellen. I don't know if she can dance as well.
Yeah.
No, she said she wanted to take care of her husband who's suffering from Alzheimer's disease. But I heard a good argument for this is that if he has Alzheimer's, he's not going to know if she's around, and the country kind of needs her at this point. Because she gave the impression when they were first hearing arguments for this that she would have sided for the defendant.
And do you know what they did is they waited until Alito was on the court, and they re-argued the case. Before, it was 4-4, which means the law stands the way it currently is and has been for as long as this nation has been in place, and that decision has been before the courts. And on the re-argument, of course, Alito is now there, and he lockstep with Scalia, with Thomas, and they are marching to the tune of rewriting American history along with John Roberts. My guess is this is just the first. Anthony Kennedy is going to be severely tested. He failed on this test.
He's going to be the new swing vote. And he's going to have to learn how to become a swing vote. You don't just become a swing vote. You realize that suddenly you're in the middle. And I imagine it takes a couple of cases for that to become apparent.
He wrote his own opinion on this one. He did not sign
a concurring opinion?
He did a concurring opinion, and he said that he doesn't believe that they're really eroding on the long-term implications, because this was just one isolated case, and it's kind of limited to this set of facts. You know, even here on the Quake, at 960 the Quake, I don't think that that's a good argument, because as of now, across this nation, pending cases in which there are questions about the entry, questions about the evidence that was grabbed, all of those things are yet to be debated. There was also another matter involving the courts, and I hate to dwell on the courts so much, but I think we should. But it finally has become clear what I knew to begin with, and that is that the House counsel was barred by the Justice Department from going in to Jefferson's office with the Justice Department to serve the subpoenas.
So they weren't able to oversee the search?
Not at all. As a matter of fact, what the House counsel said was, why don't I go in with you if you're going to do this search, and therefore I can certify that everything you did was appropriate and proper if there's a dispute. They said, no way. We're going in.
They let him.
And they went far beyond the contents of the subpoena. The subpoena had said, go in, find this box under the desk, and it described the box because information apparently...
So it was a directed warrant.
Correct. They went in there, and they went into everything. They remembered that down in Louisiana, they had found some, you know, some cold cash, so to speak. And they thought maybe, well, there may be some other stuff there. And so they went through his entire office. That's in part why there is a dispute existing between the various agencies of government over this issue. Because not only was there maybe an invasion of a separate unit of government, one of the branches not subject to be invaded by the other branch, but there also may have been an excessive enforcement of this subpoena by, one, denying House counsel the opportunity to stand there with the Justice Department lawyer and watch and make notes and not interfere. And number two, at the width and breadth of how far you can go when you are authorized to come in. If you were authorized to come in to look for one necktie in Willie Brown's chest of neckties.
I picked the one you're wearing.
Well, but you might go through all the ties. But when you are told, hey, the tie you want is hanging on the rack on the left, you shouldn't be looking on the right. You shouldn't be looking any other place. You find it on the left, you take it, and you get the hell out.
Now, what happens when this goes to court? Now, this is what I'm led to believe, that these guys don't care about actually trying him in a court of law. What they're going to do is release evidence into public opinion and try him in the court of public opinion and get him to resign that way. These things hardly ever go to court, right?
They do go to court. But in this case, they got to know.
They just want him to resign. They don't care about prosecuting
him. This guy is never going to resign. This guy is, it's clear, this guy is more comfortable in his space than anybody else.
What are his chances of re-election in November in his district?
Guaranteed.
Really?
Guaranteed. Are you kidding me? Why would you?
It's like James Traficant who tried to run from jail. Yeah, remember seat in Ohio?
He hasn't been indicted. He hasn't been charged. He's just been vilified by virtue of having $90,000 on ICE. I mean,
yeah, that would seem to indicate a certain level of complicity.
Why?
Because it's $90,000.
Did he
win it at the racetrack?
We don't know.
Was he trick or treating during Mardi Gras? Did he get it for building a float? I mean, you know what he said. He said there are two sides to every story, but he hasn't said what his side is yet.
Well, it's too bad they were all $100 bills, because he could have said this was his saving account. He didn't trust banks. You know, if it had been
my parents were traumatized by the Depression, dude.
Yeah, I'm descendants of slaves, and, you know, and from the time of slavery, we start collecting these dollar bills, and we always put them on ice.
Now, Nancy Pelosi, is in kind of severe straits here, because her leadership is being tested on many levels.
She won 99-58. 99-58 in her own caucus. I'd settle for that vote. That's 2-1, almost. I'd settle for that vote any day of the week. And Nancy did exactly that on her proposal.
So she's being tested and she's winning the test.
Yeah. And then how about this? After the vote, it appears as if Mr. Jefferson said, listen, you know, I'd offered to quit, but on certain conditions. What are you talking about? The vote's been taken. It is, you know, it's not like I tried to sell a used car once, and I put it up for sale. And the guy walked in, and he didn't even want to drive it. He said, I'll give you $50 because, you know, it's a piece of junk. I said, I'll give you $50. Why'd I even look in the car? I realized. I said, well, would you give me $55? You know, I kept raising it to see how far it would go. You can't do that. It's either 50 or nothing. That's the way it is on this deal. Mr. Jefferson, it's too bad he didn't have
somebody as a quality lawyer. Acted as his own attorney. And then when he got convicted, he said, I had a lousy defense. I was not properly represented.
Which is what the rules of the Pope may say. You know, over there in these
spots. I don't get that trial at all. That's just, it's like a show trial.
It's made for
crazy.
Movies.
Oh,
made for movies.
And she's screaming at the judge, and the judge is telling her to shut up, and she continues screaming. How does she get away with that?
She is the defendant. She is improper. She allegedly.
Proper.
Yeah, may not be, not be all there, so to speak. Right. And she is establishing a great foundation for an appeal.
For lack of adequate counsel.
That's right.
A fool
great
for a
foundation.
Client.
Not only that, you know, she says, hey, I killed him. Of course I killed him. There's no question about that. But it was justified. Years and years of abuse, a great fear, etc. So I'm looking forward to seeing the results of that case. I question whether or not, if it was in Los Angeles and she had the
she'd get off like that.
Oh, if she had the O.J. Simpson jury, are you kidding me? They wouldn't leave the box. They would not leave the box. They wouldn't have to. I mean, the evidence against her is less than it was against O.J. And he was found not guilty after a brief period of deliberation, so I know she would too. So it's always that possibility.
We're in our next segment here on 960 The Quake, Keeping It Real with Will and Willie. We'll speak to Aaron Glantz, who went to Iraq as a non-embedded reporter, and then he wrote a book, How America Lost Iraq. We'll get the latest dispatches live from him here in our Quake studio at the Hotel Vitale. And we'll also talk about the war resolution that right now is in front of the House Representatives. that makes Iraq part of the global fight on terrorism. Stay with us. 718, Keeping It Real with Will and Willie. 960, The Quake.
Join KKSF this summer at the East Bay Regional Park District's Fresh Tracks Hiking Program. Every third Saturday through September, KKSF and the Park District will host a leisurely hike in an East Bay park, followed up by a Wente Vineyards catered lunch and live KKSF jazz performance. To find out more on this great program, visit ebparks.org.
Now through June 30th, get Comcast high-speed internet on sale for only $19.99 a month for 6 months. Don't settle for less with DSL. Try the real high-speed internet from Comcast, America's number one internet service provider. Call 1-800-COMCAST for this amazing offer that's going fast. Fast like Comcast high-speed internet.
Did you know Prius drivers can go up to 500 miles on one tank of gas and laugh at high gas prices? And now's your chance to win your own Toyota Prius from the Auto West Automotive Group. Just go to the search bar on this site and type in the keyword hybrid to enter.
It's the ultimate summer escape. Live like the rich and famous. You and nine of your friends in the beautiful foothills of Northern California on board a luxury houseboat. This deluxe forever houseboat features a 500 square foot deck and a water slide.
Who is this guy?
I'm just a cheesy impersonation.
Winners also get a $200 grocery gift card and money for gas.
It's the perfect escape.
Click on the banner on your screen now or log on to winasummergetaway.com.
Live like the rich and famous.
Courtesy of Forever Houseboats.
Baskin Robbins. It's choosing time.
It's mid-afternoon at the office, and a cappuccino blast would make a mighty good pick-me-up. But how will you decide which new flavor to get? Here's a tip.
Sometimes yelling at people on the street helps you decide.
Hey! Which cappuccino blast should I get?
Shut up, you nut!
See? Nutty S'mores.
The Sipalicious Cappuccino Blast in three new flavors.
Thanks!
Okie dokie!
Baskin-Robbins. Happy choosing. Price and participation may vary.
Predictability leads to normalcy. Normalcy is too predictable.
Step outside the norm at El Palazzo. Tacos, burritos, salads, and catering for any event with a healthy helping of attitude. Amigo. El Palazzo, where the drinks are rocking and the nightlife is...
That much, then call me Sally.
Hot. Submitted for your approval. 7 nights a week. Anything goes.
Or cater it.
Thank you. You've been a great audience. El Palazzo. Come on down to El Palazzo off of 580 in Hopyard or online at elpalazzo.net.
Hurry into Mattress Discounters today, where you'll always find quality brands like Sealy Posturepedic, Simmons Beautyrest, Tempur-Pedic Pressure Relieving Swedish Mattresses, and the Sleep Number Bed by Select Comfort at everyday low prices. Plus, on approved credit, you'll get free financing for a year with no down payment, no monthly payments, and no interest for 12 months. Mattress Discounters. Quality brands, discount prices.
Have a good night's sleep for less. Mattress Discounters.
Togo's new sensational salads. Try the new Santa Fe chicken salad. Roasted chicken, black bean and corn salsa, diced avocado, shredded cheddar cheese, all topped with chili lime tortilla strips. Or the new Mediterranean tuna salad. Albacore tuna tossed with roasted red pepper and black olive salsa on a bed of romaine and spring mix. Or even the new Cobb salad. Unique flavors and the freshest ingredients. Try a new Togo sensational salad today.
960, The Quake, the Bay Area's progressive talk station. We couldn't do it without you. Thanks. From 960, The Quake.
They sell us the president the same way. They sell us our clothes and our cars. They can be counted on to tell us who our enemies are. But they're never the ones to fight or to die. And there are lives in the balance.
Delivering the truth as we see it, not as they sell it. Keeping It Real with Will and Willie on 960 The Quake, Progressive Talk Radio, and Aaron Glantz, who has been on the show before when he released his book, How We Lost Iraq, is back, and a new dispatch as we have news going on. Will Durst, Willie Brown, and I'm Paul Wells. Aaron, welcome back.
It's good to be here.
Thanks for coming back, buddy. Did you see Bush's wonderful visit to visit the new president of Iraq, Nouri al-Maliki, who didn't look that excited to see him?
Well, he wasn't even notified in advance. He got a tip-off 5 minutes beforehand saying, guess what, Bush is in town, you have to go see him. And
but he was prepared for the video conference, right?
Well, he was prepared for the video conference, right. Absolutely. But he didn't know that Bush was coming to town. And when I called over to talk to people from different factions in Iraq, they said, what kind of prime minister do we have that a president of another country can show up and doesn't even have to let him know? You know, what kind of situation is this? We don't even have a government. You know, we have people who work for Bush.
It made him look like a puppet.
It did. Yeah. Absolutely. And this is a rather stupid thing for Bush to do, actually, because if he's trying to make the Iraqi people feel like they have their own government, that they have a stake in the process, that their own government can do things to make their lives better.
He didn't have to go through customs. He didn't have to talk to any official. He just ran in. He showed up. He commanded the highway. He landed in the green zone.
Let me take the Bush position on this issue. If you intend to arrive in Iraq as the head of the U.S. government, and safety is an issue, security is an issue, you probably, with the nature of the way in which intelligence moves around in that country, you probably can't give them more than 5 minutes' notice. So it doesn't surprise me at all that he would show up. The judgment of whether or not he goes, that's a different question. You ought to debate that. But the technique of getting in and out of there, it was for the president's safety,
but
not for any other reason.
Isn't it also true that there were protests in the street that other people knew that Bush was coming?
Well, it was incredible to me that 2,000 protesters from the movement of Muqtada Sadr were able to show up and protest him, and they did not get an advance tip-off. But they were able to mobilize, on very short notice, thousands of people to protest Bush. And that indicates the level of organization amongst people who are against the continued military presence in Iraq.
Well, but that's my point. He could not have, if he had given 10 minutes notice, there probably would have been 10 times as many people, Aaron. And so his arrival and the manner in which he arrived, I think as the prime minister of that country, the head of that country, I think I probably understand it. If there are 2,500 lives that have already been lost by this government, if we put more than $500 billion into this effort, if we are continuing the process and we plan to be there for the next 8 to 10 years, it seems to me, and you had helped install me in the position, I don't think I would object.
But, Mr. Mayor, you do understand how it cuts the prime minister off at the knees and makes him look like there are strings attached to Bush. Fact that they didn't even have to be consulted, that we just show up. What if Putin wanted to come to America, didn't tell anybody, showed up, Bush gets a call, 5 minutes, he's going to be at the White House. You know what I mean? People would look askance.
Yeah, I'm here at Ronald Reagan Airport. Come down, let's talk.
Well, I think you guys are going in a direction quite different from
but it's supposed
from
to be
reality.
A sovereign country.
Well,
right?
Look at it this way. I mean, I understand what you're saying, Mr. Mayor, but you've got to look at it from the perspective of the Iraqi people. You know, this is a publicity stunt for the American people. But
Of course it is.
But it will make the situation in Iraq for both the Iraqi government and the American soldiers over there, you know, much more dangerous, because the whole purpose of this new Iraqi government is to make people feel like they're not being controlled by another country.
He's endangering our troops.
All of your conclusions are correct. All I suggest to you is no early warning, no more than 5 minutes.
It just might not have been the best tactical move.
First of all, there's no reason to go. There's nothing that's happening. There's nothing. There was no emergency. Bush is not into the medical business.
We got Zarqawi. That was the whole deal. We got Zarqawi. 960 The Quake, Progressive Talk Radio. Our guest is Aaron Glantz, and Aaron wrote the book, How America Lost Iraq. Now, what do you hear from outside the Green Zone?
Well, the main thing I've been focusing on lately is the aftermath of what happened in Haditha, and this is where the U.S. Marines went in and to blow off steam after they were hit by a roadside bomb, massacred 24 people, including an elderly woman and a 4-year-old boy. And after this was coming to light a few weeks ago, I've been calling over to folks. I talked to a doctor who was in the hospital at Haditha at the same time. And the important thing to consider is this is part of a larger U.S. military raid, where they went in. They also raided the hospital. They also arrested some of the patients in the hospital. They also cut the electricity to the whole city. Now, when this happened, there were al-Qaeda terrorists in the city, but just like Bush's visit, you could say that there was a reason for having it. But at the same time, how many innocent people were killed there, and how many of those innocent people have relatives who will then be turning around and pointing their guns, you know, at the Bush administration and American soldiers?
Aaron, with all due respect, war is war. There is no way to select out persons who are participants or non-participants. Everyone is presumed to be a participant. There's no other conclusion one can draw if one is over there. We shouldn't be there, period. But the fact that we're there, you cannot suggest that these troops ought to be held up to standards of visiting the ferry building on Friday the 16th. It just doesn't work that way, Aaron.
No, you got to take it higher up than them. It's not their fault. I mean, they're going door to door, knocking down doors, raiding houses in Iraq with nobody around who speaks Arabic. So they have one translator for maybe 500 soldiers, maybe 1,000 soldiers. They're going to door. They have to get Ahmed. They can't even ask the people in the building, who's Ahmed? So what they have to do is they have to order everyone down on the ground. They beat up all the men. They segregate the women. They hood them. They take them to the base where there's a private security contractor who interrogates all of them to find out who is the suspected terrorist. Then everyone else gets released.
Well, I'm surprised that they don't treat them all like they're the suspected terrorists. That's what this war is about, and that's why we should not be there to suggest or to even attempt to make sense out of the conduct of these 19 and 20-year-olders who are frightened out of their wits, who watched their friends get blown up with these phony roadside bombs. Can you imagine what must be going through their heads? So the emphasis ought to be not so much on criticizing what they're doing on the ground, but criticizing the dudes in Washington who put them on the ground.
And constantly
that's where the criticism
criticizing
should
him.
Be.
We're speaking with the author Aaron Glantz here. He's joining us 960 The Quake. Very quickly, what is the response over there, since you're obviously talking to people? What is the response to getting Zarqawi?
People are not impressed. I mean, they didn't like Zarqawi. They hated him. But they know that he is not the main force of the violence in Iraq. They know that the main reason people are fighting in Iraq is because after 3 years of no electricity and no clean water and U.S. military raids going house to house, the main source of violence is anger and resentment against a foreign military occupation.
But he did secularize the violence. I mean, he did set Sunnis on Shia.
Well, that's why people are happy, you know, that he is no more. But this is not the main action. That's the point I'm trying to make.
So
people are trying to shrug, say, this is you know, we don't like him, but it's not worth the ongoing U.S. military presence and the pain that causes us.
Now, you, what are you doing these days? How do people get your little updates?
Your dispatches.
You're obviously...
Well, I would hope that people go to the website, which is aaronglantz.com. I'm posting things that I'm able to do for the radio and for print outlets there. So it's aaronglantz.com. And I'll be at Kepler's in Menlo Park on Tuesday if anyone wants to come meet me at 7:30 p.m.
Any possibility that the U.S. government could avail itself of the obvious intelligence and the network that you have into that country that provides you with a considerable amount of information that might be helpful at directing the U.S. government in its efforts in that country?
Well, I would be happy to talk to any member of Congress who, you know, wanted to get my insights, or any of the other unembedded journalists who have been over there, because, you know, the stories that I'm telling, you can just stumble upon them so easily over there, you know, and so not only myself, but a number of other journalists have similar ideas.
But you wouldn't go over there again.
No, at this point, it's too dangerous. People in Iraq have crossed the line. You know, now it's gotten too tense.
Aaron Glantz, thank you for coming by. And
nice to have you in with us, yes. Always.
And you could be right. Zarqawi's killing won't end the violence, because today 11 were killed at a Shiite mosque by a suicide bomber. So the movie is still the movie in Iraq. And right now, John Scott's got the news, weather, and traffic on 960 The Quake.
All right, Paul, thank you. It's 7:31. Good morning. Traffic brought to us by Hyundai Fremont. Accident involving a big rig and three cars. Now on the shoulder, something to look at because one of the cars rolled down the embankment. So expect brake lights, 680 southbound before Washington. Metering lights on, back up to about the middle of the parking lot. No problems on the upper deck coming into San Francisco on the Bay Bridge. BART is on time, and if you have the occasion to head to the 505 northbound, there's a bunch of goats walking around just past Interstate 80. Hyundai, where the Hyundai Challenge is in full swing, inviting people to challenge the status quo and see how Hyundai stacks up against the competition. If you're ready to start your challenge, head to your Hyundai dealer or visit thehyundaichallenge.com today. Remember, you can check real-time local traffic anytime at our website, quakeradio.com. 732, here's what's happening. On 960, the Quake. Officials in Alameda County are expecting election workers to finish the ballot counting hopefully today. In the still undecided Oakland mayor's race, Ron Dellums is 0.25% short of a simple majority against Ignacio de la Fuente. There are several thousand provisional ballots that need to be counted, and a disagreement may be brewing over the counting of more than 100 write-in ballots that were cast. Alameda County's lawyer, Richard Winnie, says according to the state elections code, the write-in votes shouldn't be counted. But a spokesman for the De La Fuente campaign says write-in votes have been counted in previous elections, and they should be in this one. Funny thing about those 100 write-in votes, they're often people who vote for themselves or for cartoon characters like Elmer Fudd. Cupertino's Apple Computer says it's investigating claims of poor working conditions at a Chinese iPod factory. The company is responding to a British newspaper report that said the workers at this iPod factory were paid as little as $50 a month to work 15-hour shifts in making iPods. One of Yosemite's major roads will be open again tomorrow morning. It's Tioga Road. It goes through Tuolumne Meadows and up and over Tioga Pass. It's been closed because of an avalanche threat. Officials feel that that threat has passed, so it's open. Highway 140, though, outside of El Portal, big mudslide and still closed till further notice. The North Beach Festival, the oldest urban street fair in the country, is on this weekend, and thanks to a compromise with the mayor's office, you'll be able to enjoy a cocktail or two at Washington Square Park tomorrow and Sunday, 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. Big crowds expected, of course, as the weather will be just great. For the weekend, around the bay, 60s and 70s, 90s inland today, and probably tomorrow, but a little bit cooler on Sunday. Keeping it real with Will and Willie continues. I'm John Scott on 960 The Quake.
Hello?
Opportunity calling.
I thought you knocked.
Eh, that's a cliche.
What do you have?
Expand your media player and find out.
Find out what?
Sony card, wish it, win it.
So first I wish?
And then you could win.
Win what?
$10,000 worth of Sony Entertainment.
That's huge.
That's Sony card, wish it, win it.
What do I do now?
Go to SonyCardWin.com to create your personal wish list.
I wish for Sony electronics, CDs, DVDs, and games.
But you gotta expand your media player.
I will.
There's a Sony card winner each month.
So there's a chance?
That you'll be the one.
To wish and then win?
That's why it's called Wish It, Win It from Sony Card. The card that earns points towards Sony rewards with every use. Expand your media player yet?
I'm on it.
You got it.
Good call.
No purchase necessary. Offer ends 12/31/06. Void where prohibited. Open only to U.S. residents 18 or older as of date of entry. Odds of winning depend on number of entries. For official rules and alternative method of entry, go to SonyCardWin.com. Sponsored by Sony Electronics, Inc. And remember, life's more entertaining with Sony Card.
Oh, gas prices are frightening indeed. But some people drive 500 miles on one tank and laugh at the gas prices. They are Prius drivers. And now's your chance to win a Toyota Prius of your own from the Auto West Automotive Group. Just go to the search bar on this site and type in the keyword hybrid. But you don't need to win the contest to drive a new Prius, man. Or just about any car, truck, or van. Shop the inventory at AutoWest.com or click the AutoWest banner.
Have you been thinking about switching to a faster internet service but don't want to go through the hassle? Now's the time to switch. Now through June 30th, get Comcast high-speed internet on sale for only $19.99 a month for 6 months. Comcast is four times faster than DSL. Compare the difference in speed for yourself with this amazing limited-time offer of just $19.99 a month. Comcast makes it so easy with professional installation, or you can do it yourself with an install kit. Call 1-800-COMCAST for this amazing offer that's going fast. Fast like Comcast high-speed internet.
Working Assets Wireless is the only wireless company supporting the ACLU's lawsuit against illegal wiretapping. You there, at the keyboard, this is Will.
And I'm Willie, asking you, does your wireless carrier donate 1% of your bill to progressive causes? They support progressive causes like the ACLU, the Sierra Club, and Planned Parenthood.
Go to workingassets.com/quake. Sign up today. Working Assets Wireless. Change the world on the go.
Are you a victim? If you have credit card debt, are making mortgage payments or car payments, you are a victim. Hi, I'm John Commuta, creator of the Transforming Debt into Wealth System, and I want to send you my free tape so you can see just how easy it is to stop being a victim and start living debt-free.
I owed over $30,000 in credit card debt, and today, only a year and a half later, I owe no money to the credit card companies.
You can get out of debt, and with just the money you already make. I did, and so have over a half million others using my proven debt elimination system.
I will be able to pay off my house in approximately 2.5 years on a 30-year mortgage.
My system doesn't just consolidate your debt, it eliminates it. It's amazing how simple and easy it really is. Call for your free tape. It's time you got out of debt and started living life on your terms, not theirs. Call 1-800-881-8696. That's 1-800-881-8696. 1-800-881-8696.
Sunday night at 7. It's America's original LGBT radio show. Queer Channel is on.
On the air and online anytime. Queer Channel is on.
Big, bright, bold, beautiful Queer Channel is on.
Queer Channel radio show and podcast.
This week we're live from Metro City Bar high atop the Castro at Market, Noli and 16th Street, San Francisco. First of three shows celebrating Pride Week featuring Will and Grace's Leslie Jordan. You can win front row seats to see Melissa Etheridge. It's Queer Channel, Sunday night at 7 on 960 The Quake.
Progressive talk radio in the Bay Area is alive, and you are responsible for it. Thanks for giving us an ear. We're 960 The Quake.
And happy Friday at 7:38, keeping it real with Will and Willie on 960 The Quake, live from the beautiful lounge at the corner of Mission and Barcadero at the Hotel Vitale, where you can be part of our live studio audience. And happy Father's Day to all you fathers out there, especially Big Papa, Bob Agnew. For this
Big
Sunday.
Papa.
Big Papa, that's a nickname that Bob has, yes.
Big Papa?
Yes.
Isn't that our Smurf name? Wasn't it? Big Papa Smurf?
I don't know.
He called in. He was a little bit concerned about my attributing Tiger Woods' 76 to him.
Yes. Now, one of the things that Will and Willie like to indulge in is their love and passion for the TV show 24. And joining us on the phone right now, the woman who plays the president's wife, Jean Smart. Welcome to The Quake.
Thank you. Good morning.
M'lady, it is great to have you on the air. I know you're promoting. You got the back-to-back episode starting tonight. You're going to rerun the entire season of 24 in 12 weeks with 2 hours every night. And it'll be great to see you again.
Thank you. I think it's a great idea they're going to do 2 hours each time so that people who haven't watched the show can kind of catch up really quick, and it's torture just watching 1 hour at a time.
It is.
It's torture just watching any of the commercials. I hate being interrupted by those commercials, but I understand that, you know, that's how the actors and the actresses make it. This is Willie Brown, by the way, here on 960 The Quake. I may be your biggest fan in the whole country.
Well, thank you.
In the whole country. I thought your incredible performance in the next to last episode and the last episode in this season was just magnificent.
Well, thank you.
And I love the idea that you tossed the pills right out the window.
As First Lady Martha Logan.
Mm-hmm. I had such a good time. Yeah, no, I was very pleased that she was such a big part of the finale.
Are you going to be in next year?
You know what? I don't know yet. I think... You know, it's kind of hard, I think, to sort of revisit that storyline, especially now that we've been booted out of the White House.
Well, the president has. We don't know about you.
Yeah, well, you know, it's kind of hard when you're the wife.
Oh, come on, it's 24. They can make up anything. Nobody ever goes to the bathroom. Everybody's cell phone works forever.
That's true.
The new president could get divorced, and you could get divorced, and you can marry the new president, become the first lady again.
All right, well, send those cards and letters to the network.
you see what these nutty people that I have to work with here? I'd literally have you headed off to China to rescue Jack Bauer.
I was trying to figure out what are they going to do about Jack, because I thought if someone flies over there to try to get him, just the flight will take half the season.
Well, you see, I have some friends who are already over there in Shanghai, and they are great 24 watches because after my son gave me the early seasons, and I lent it to them, and they've not returned it, and they keep asking me for the next season. I said, I don't think it's going to be produced before the end of December for Christmas purposes. And I assume, so I got friends over there. And if you tell the producers that we need to have some people on the ground over there, we got a whole unit. They can send Chloe over and she can do her.
We're speaking with Jane Smart, who played Martha Logan in the fifth season of 24, which starts up again tonight, two episodes a night for 12 weeks, the 7 a.m. to 8 a.m. hour at 8 p.m. and the 8 a.m. to 9 p.m. 9 a.m. hour at 9 p.m. All here at 960 The Quake.
Exactly.
Malay, I just want to say that you were Dowdy down for this part, and I'm wondering, because you were so hot in Garden State.
love
that movie.
You like that? That's your type, huh? Okay.
you were Zach Braff's boyfriend's, just his friend's mother, and you were a hot mother, or you were his date, or his...
I refer to her affectionately as Skank Mom.
Well, it was a good skank mom. And what was it like playing a first lady? Did you have to, because you were first lady on meds, so there were two different levels there.
Exactly. No, I mean, obviously, you know, we don't know what our first ladies are really like behind closed doors, so who knows? I'm sure that when she was, you know, if we'd seen her in a more official capacity, she probably pulled it off fairly well most of the time. But it's funny, there's something about playing the first lady that's sort of different than other roles. People sort of almost treat you with more deference.
Oh, really?
You know, somehow, because you're playing the first lady. I was
you get to skip in line in the craft services table.
Well, sure. But I was in New York a few weeks ago. I was hosting the Alzheimer's fundraiser in honor of my late father, and I got to my hotel and I checked in and I was looking for my room number, and I'm walking down the hallways pulling my little suitcase, and I turn the corner and I look up and I look, but on the door it says the presidential suite, and I thought, no, they didn't. And you know what? They hadn't. It was the door. I was embarrassed for myself and in front of myself.
Well, you had to think of it.
But I thought, well...
You know, we saw Jack Bauer in another movie with Kirk Douglas very recently.
Yeah.
well, I prefer Jack Bauer is better. He doesn't want to be. He doesn't want to be known as one of those guys that you know, Don Sutherland may have had something to do with producing.
Well,
but at any rate, are you doing anything else at the moment?
Not right at the moment.
What happened to Lucky You?
Oh yeah, that's coming out, I think, in the fall. Yeah, that was fun. Got to play poker.
Oh, cool.
Yeah, I play a professional poker player.
And it was shot there in Vegas, huh?
Actually, a lot of it was. The part I shot, we actually did in Los Angeles. They recreated, I think it was the casino with the Bellagio. They recreated the entire casino.
The whole floor?
Piece by piece. You cannot believe when you see these scenes where we're playing poker that it's on a soundstage. You're not going to believe your eyes.
Well, it's Curtis Hanson, who L.A. Confidential was one of my favorite movies of all time.
He's wonderful.
Yeah. And they haven't said anything to you about next season yet.
No, I mean, I think they're trying to figure out a way to make it make sense to see Martha maybe for a few episodes. I consider anything just frosting on the cake. I'm just thrilled that she got to do the entire season of 5 and be, you know.
Well, you know, I'm a little bit confused because David Palmer's brother disappeared after, I don't know, the last time that he was shot at or something of that nature. And then he went home with the guy who headed the CTU and got ousted by the blonde woman who came in to take over. And then we've never seen him again. So David Palmer's brother is missing.
Right.
If you got a chance...
Maybe he's with Evelyn, my missing assistant.
Yeah, she's...
Oh, yeah, what happened to her?
She and her kid.
Yeah.
Well, I think we're supposed to just sort of infer that...
She died, right?
Yeah.
Because, he went and Peter Weller went to question her.
Exactly. Exactly.
Yeah, which is not a good thing.
But not Peter, a good, no.
No. And Peter Weiler, my favorite thing.
Not like when Publishers Clearinghouse comes to your door.
No.
Well, we hope
that how about the guy's wife, though? What happened to her? She had the bum knee. You remember?
Oh, yes, JoBeth.
Yeah.
You know what? I think there actually was another scene with her where she basically told him to go take a hike, and it got cut, I think.
They never do deleted scenes on 24 when they do the DVDs. Miss Jean,
I hope so, yeah.
Miss Jean Smart, thank you so much. We hope to see you next year. Great luck on your little audio tour. I know you're hitting a bunch of stations, and we probably end up asking the same questions. But if you haven't seen 24, go watch it tonight. It's on Channel 2 starting at 8 p.m. The first 2 hours of the 24 hours of 24 will be shown, and two every night from then on. Thank you, Miss Jean Smart.
Thanks, you guys, so much.
All right, bye.
And she should win an Emmy for her role as the First Lady.
I think she will.
I hope she does. We'll mount the campaign right now, and in the next segment, we'll mount the burst of durst on the airwaves. 747, Progressive Talk Radio, keeping it real with Will and Willie on 960, The Quake.
Classy day.
Oh, gas prices are frightening indeed.
But some people drive around and laugh at the gas prices.
$3.50, them say.
And then they drive another week or two on one tank of gas. These are the Prius drivers.
Special people who care for the environment and do something about it. And now you can join these people. Because the Auto West Automotive Group is giving away a free Toyota Prius. If you'd like to enter, go to the search bar on this website and type in the keyword hybrid to go to the contest page.
Of course, you don't need to win this contest to get behind the wheel of a new Prius or any other Toyota man. In fact, you can find just about any car, truck, or van imaginable at AutoWest.com.
That's because AutoWest is part of the largest car buying and selling company in the country. And we've got the largest selection of new and pre-owned cars in the Bay Area.
To find out more about Northern California's number one dealership group, on and off the web,
visit AutoWest.com
or click the AutoWest banner on your screen.
When people think sexy, they think Benihana chefs.
How do you like your hibachi steak?
Rare, please. Now, the way you flip that is so sexy. Do you think that's the key to your continuing sexy allure?
Lady, I'm married.
Remember, folks, at Benihana, it's our tables that sizzle. Watch our legendary chefs prepare all your favorites, like hibachi steak and shrimp on our world-famous teppanyaki-style grill. Benihana, an experience at every table.
I'm in it. I'm married.
Benihana, located in Burlingame, Concord, Cupertino, and San Francisco.
And now an episode of Sushi Trivia, brought to you by Benihana. Sushi actually came about as a means of preserving fish. Originally, fish was pressed between layers of salt weighted with a stone. Did you know the word sushi doesn't actually mean fish? The word for fish is sashimi. And do you know where to get the freshest sushi in town? Benihana, where our sushi chefs prepare mouth-watering and delicious sushi dishes every day of the week. Benihana, an experience at every table.
Benihana, located in Burlingame, Concord, Cupertino, and San Francisco.
Let's eat light today. I wish there was a place to get a sensational salad.
Oh, hey, I know. Togo's has some great salads. You know, my friend Steve said he got the best salad he has ever eaten at Togo's.
Togo's is now serving our new sensational salads. Try our new Cobb salad, Mediterranean tuna, or my favorite, the Santa Fe chicken. Roasted chicken, black bean and corn salsa, diced avocado, and cheddar cheese, all topped with chili lime tortilla strips. Try one today.
Well, what are we waiting for? I want a Togo's sensational salad.
Togo's it is.
Now through June 30th, it's the best Comcast high-speed internet deal of the year. Get the amazingly fast Comcast high-speed internet on sale for only $19.99 a month for 6 months. So if you've been thinking about switching to a faster internet service but don't want to go through the hassle, now is the time to switch. Comcast makes it so easy with professional installation, or you can do it yourself with an install kit. Call 1-800-COMCAST and try the real high-speed internet from Comcast for only $19.99 a month for 6 months. When you sign up for Comcast high-speed internet, you get instant access to free
free features like The Fan, Video Mail, Comcast Rhapsody Radio Plus, up to 7 personal email accounts, and other exciting features. You get over $300 in additional features and benefits included free with your service. And because they offer McAfee security tools with their service, you can be assured that you and your family's online environment is safe with virus protection, firewall, and parental controls. Call 1-800-COMCAST to try the real high-speed internet from Comcast for only $19.99 a month for 6 months. That's 1-800-COMCAST or Comcast.com.
960 The Quake saves the planet. EcoTalk with Betsy Rosenberg, tomorrow at noon on 960 The Quake.
It's a burst of Durst, a daily commentary from Will Durst.
And at 7:51 on this Friday, June 16th, it's sponsored by Scandinavian Designs at Scandinavian.com. Will, it's your turn.
Why, thank you, Paul. Well, as you guys probably already heard, Sunday is Father's Day. And forgive me if I get schmaltzier than a Pixar film adapted from a Spielberg script starring Robin Williams and Meg Ryan here. But I think this is one day we can put aside our political differences to agree that dads are a bit of the all right. Pretty much every one of us has one. And although we're bombarded by ads suggesting the best way to honor them is by buying a ham or a tie or a Lexus, I think the best thing to do in this situation is get one of those blank cards, sit down, give yourself a half an hour or so, write out maybe 100 words or about what your father has meant to you over your lifetime. Now, don't sugarcoat it. Most dads have highly attenuated BS meters, so put down terms he can appreciate. You know, like, hey, Dad, it's because of you I was let go early for good behavior during that second stretch up in queue. Something heartfelt but not too cloying that he might risk contracting diabetes from reading. It's a good way to get in touch with your feelings. Besides, it's cheap, and he always dug that whole frugality bit. And try to avoid cards with daffodils or kittens or crap like that on the front. Tools or sports or pantyhose models usually work. I'm getting my dad a card, and there's a cold, frosty mug of beer in the front. Hey, that's my old man. And just like yours, he's the best father a guy could have ever hoped for. And that's your apolitical, highly safe burst of Durst for today.
Beautiful.
And with that, we should award you, or reward you.
Hey, do I get a drip kit?
That's what I think. That's exactly what I think. I think you... Well,
that was, as you remember from yesterday. Prize.
Yes, but you didn't want that lovely set of cheese knives in the board. You could take that.
Well, that cheese knives? You didn't see that?
I didn't see the cheese
He didn't share
knives.
It with you?
You can have it.
There were cheese knives?
Yes.
And a cheese board.
Because of the North Beach.
I'm from Wisconsin.
The North Beach Festival. It was brought by Precious Cheese because of the North Beach Festival.
Was there any cheese?
Yes, there was cheese, too.
Yes, there was cheese as well.
In the fridge if you want some.
The fridge here?
No, the fridge at my office.
Oh, well, obviously you scarfed it. I get all the books, so you get the cheese knife.
What are you doing though? I judge your person. I agree with you that it was politically safe, highly appropriate, and I assume that Debbie wrote it.
What are you doing for Dad's Day, Dad?
Didn't come out of your mind. Well, my son is having a brunch at his house, and he's asked me to make up the invitation. Let's see.
That's fully fair, right, true, and just.
No question. And so I'm calling to see who's off duty. On that day.
I hear the Fagans are available.
Oh, that's really...
That's low.
That's cold.
That's cold.
But he's not serving fajitas.
No.
So they may not enjoy the experience.
Are you going to have a brunch? Is it going to be like a little buffet spread?
I'm doing that, and then I'm doing a TV shot on Sunday. I have to shoot something in honor of somebody who had something to do with the restoration of the Capitol. And they're putting together a video tribute to him, and I'm participating in that. And I'm shooting that on Sunday. I'm going to shoot that, by the way, in the Fairmont Hotel lobby because we're trying to evidence an appreciation of restoration of historical monuments and projects.
In
San Francisco. No, this was in Sacramento.
Oh, but that lobby in the Fairmont.
Ugh. Yes, I'm shooting it there.
Didn't they use that for the TV series Hotel?
Or yes, that was when it had that ugly red rug when they used it for that. Now it's a beautiful space.
Yeah.
They've restored it. They, you know, brought back the marble
floors. One of the treasures of San Francisco.
Oh, my. And they put in the three, what do you call those things?
Chandeliers?
No.
You were pointing up in the air. What am I supposed to think?
Well,
what?
How can you play? How
what?
Can you play the
what
game?
What else is in the air?
How can you play the game if you don't respond when I raise my hand? Like
well, they
that?
Can't see
I
you.
I mean, I cannot. What do you see when you walk in the City Hall and you walk into
rotunda.
The rotunda? What do you see?
Staircase.
No. What, do you, what else do you see?
Light standards.
All the way up to
homeless
the top.
Homeless people.
Now you're taking a shot at the mayor.
Care, not cash. Railings.
No. I was
railings, balconies.
Okay.
All right.
That's good enough. That's close enough.
Oh. See, that's oh. just like my oh. dad.
That's close enough. Was, I want you to be comfortable for Father's Day.
Yeah. Frustrated, condescending.
You know, one thing we were talking about on the quake here before we actually hit the airwaves earlier was something that we now have a new report from the federal government that says the cities are not ready for catastrophes or Katrina or a 9/11 attack. And the Homeland Security Department has released this. And Mayor Brown, you were saying earlier how they didn't they didn't have the funding. They've removed funding from New York and Chicago.
How about an organization giving a report on about whether or not your security is adequate called the Homeland Security Group? I mean, you wouldn't take advice from them on evaluating the appropriateness of your security. Give me a break, Paul.
Michael.
These cats, and I did say that they are now shifting money from Washington and from
New York
to places like
Omaha.
That's right.
Louisville.
Charlotte, North Carolina. It's unbelievable. Why would you do that?
Michael Chertoff determined that there were no monuments or iconic structures in New York City
that are worth protecting.
Well, that's what he said
in the
report.
Oh, that can be protected. I think they're now at the stage where they're saying, we can't protect these things, so let's go where they aren't going to attack.
let's give Wyoming money.
Yeah.
They don't need it.
That's right, which is my theory. I think you ought to spend money where you don't need it. That way, the results will always be good.
Michael Isikoff, senior investigative reporter from Newsweek magazine, joins us in the next segment, as he always does on a Friday. After the top of the hour, we'll look at the news, weather, and traffic on 960 The Quake.
Who's there?
Opportunity.
Opportunity who?
Opportunity knocking.
What for?
Your chance to win Sony stuff. Just expand your media player.
Who's with you?
Sony card.
Sony card who?
Sony card weekly cash-in.
Cash-in? How much?
A $500 Sony card credit or a $599 Sony-style gift card every week.
That's a lot of dough.
Good for a lot of entertainment.
Like movies and music? A digital camera?
Yep.
But how?
Every week, three lucky card members could win.
Sounds like a great opportunity.
But you gotta act fast.
Where do I apply?
Online.
What's the address?
SonyCardWin.com. Or expand your media player.
Sounds easy.
It is. It's Sony Card. Earning points towards Sony rewards with every use.
Every purchase?
Every day.
Thanks for the opportunity.
Anytime. It's what I do. No purchase necessary. Offer ends 12/31/06. Void where prohibited. Open only to U.S. residents 18 or older as of date of entry. Odds of winning depend on number of entries. For official rules and alternative method of entry, go to SonyCardWin.com. Sponsored by Sony Electronics, Inc. And remember, life's more entertaining with Sony Card.
2006 is the year of the quake. Keeping it real with Will and Willie coming up on San Francisco's exclusive progressive talk station, KQKE, Oakland, San Francisco. 960, The Quake.
CNN Radio, I'm Jim Ribble. The House is voting right now on an Iraq resolution. Correspondent Lisa Goddard, reporting live from Capitol Hill, tells us the resolution says there should be no timetable for U.S. troop withdrawals.
That's right, Jim. It's broad. Democrats say it's a political ambush, opposing a timetable in Iraq, but also tying Iraq to the global war on terrorism. But despite the politics, it has been a real debate on Iraq and what to do next. Democrat Jim Moran.
Staying the course in Iraq is not in our nation's interest.
He and others say American presence is bringing more enemies to Iraq, but Republicans like Majority Leader John Boehner say it's an issue of commitment. They're casting it in black and white terms.
Will we fight or will we retreat?
No question, it's a critical issue, historic debate, and a major vote we should have the results of in minutes. Reporting live, Lisa Goddard, CNN, Capitol Hill.
A suicide bomber killed at least 11 people, wounded a couple of dozen at a Baghdad mosque today. It was the same mosque where suicide bombings killed more than 80 people a couple of months ago. We aren't prepared, so concludes the Homeland Security Department. It says cities and states, for the most part, are not ready if a catastrophe strikes, despite lessons learned from 9/11 and Hurricane Katrina. Democratic Senator Patrick Leahy says state and local governments still aren't sure when to issue disaster warnings.
It is hard to know, where do you blow the whistle in effect? Where do you say, okay, now we have a real problem?
American Catholics will be changing the way they celebrate Mass. Correspondent Delia Gallagher says bishops have decided to take the Mass back to its Latin roots.
Big changes for Catholics. The bishops voted 173-29 in favor of changes to some of the wording of the Mass and other prayers that would bring them closer to the original Latin from which they were translated and bring Catholics back to the drawing board to learn new responses.
But the Mass still will be celebrated in English. The most trusted name in news, this is CNN Radio.
Baskin-Robbins, it's choosing time.
Baskin-Robbins' new signature sundaes. With their premium toppings, choosing can be deliciously difficult. So here's a tip.
Skipping rocks helps me think.
Ow! Why'd you chunk that rock at me?
Chunk? Like the chunks of fudge brownie in the chocolate bliss sundae.
You broke my glasses here!
And world-class chocolate with hot fudge and whipped cream.
The new signature sundaes. Baskin-Robbins. Happy choosing. Price and participation may vary.
Listen up, people. This is the King of Car Loans, Mike Fraga. If you call 1-800-FRESH-START, you'll get something no one else can give you. That's an appointment with me, Mike Fraga. Check it out.
Hi, I'm Miley, Mike's assistant. He helped me get into a fat Trans Am. Mike has amazing relationships with hundreds of credit unions and the toughest lenders out there. Call 1-800-FRESH-START.
Hi, I'm Renee. I tried the rest. Fresh Start is the best. Call 1-800-FRESH-START and Mike Fraga will put his car loan money where his mouth is. Call 1-800-FRESH-START.
On approval of credit, subject to prior sale. Whatever.
Who's there?
Opportunity.
Opportunity who?
Opportunity knocking.
What for?
Your chance to win Sony stuff. Just expand your media player.
Who's with you?
Sony card.
Sony card who?
Sony card weekly cash-in.
Cash-in? How much?
A $500 Sony card credit or a $599 Sony-style gift card every week.
That's a lot of dough.
Good for a lot of entertainment.
Like movies and music? A digital camera?
Yep.
But how?
Every week, three lucky card members could win.
Sounds like a great opportunity.
But you gotta act fast.
Where do I apply?
Online.
What's the address?
SonyCardWin.com. Or expand your media player.
Sounds easy.
It is. It's Sony Card. Earning points towards Sony rewards with every use.
Every purchase?
Every day.
Thanks for the opportunity.
Anytime. It's what I do.
No purchase necessary. Offer ends 12/31/06. Void where prohibited. Open only to U.S. residents 18 or older as of date of entry. Odds of winning depend on number of entries. For official rules and alternative method of entry, go to SonyCardWin.com. Sponsored by Sony Electronics, Inc. And remember, life's more entertaining with Sony Card.
Here's a Quake traffic check from the Cron 4 Traffic Center. Cron 4, home of the 9 o'clock news.
It's 8:04. This report brought to you by 511. We'll start in the North Bay. Napa, 29 southbound before the 121 split there at Mobile Ave. Crash now moved to the shoulder. Was sitting on the road for a little while. Santa Rosa accident on 12 westbound before 101. Three cars. That's partially blocking the road. Milpitas, a stall in the center divide now. They're going to run a traffic break to get it out of there, so you may have to come to a stop just temporarily. That's 880 southbound after Dixon Landing Road. Car on fire now in the center divide on the lower deck of the Bay Bridge. It looks like coming off just past the toll plaza. Now, if you're headed the other way, metering lights are on. The backup is not really bad at all. Upper deck fine into San Francisco at the moment as well. If traffic is slowing you down, you can get driving times every time. Call 511 and get free real-time driving times. It's nice to know that you'll be at your daycare pickup on time. That's 511. Remember, you can check real-time traffic anytime at our website, quakeradio.com. It's 8:05. I'm John Scott. Now it's Keeping It Real with Will and Willie on 960 The Quake.
Thank you, John. It's 8:05, and we're live from the Hotel Vitale down on the corner of Mission and Embarcadero, where you can always drop by Monday through Friday, 7 to 10. We're broadcasting here at this beautiful lounge with wireless and coffee and hang out, watch Will and Willie do their thing. And I'm Paul Wells. Happy Friday, guys.
Yeah, it is a Friday, and I never knew what that TGIF meant until... Because since 81, I've been a stand-up comic.
Right.
You know, that was my full-time occupation with a brief flirtation with video documentary. But even that wasn't full-time. This is full-time. Mm-hmm. I understand the whole TGIF thing now. Thank God it's Friday.
You know, this is really the first job I've ever had in my life.
A real job.
Yeah. All my other gigs have been, you know, by way of the electoral process or cab driving or shoe shine. This is a real job.
This is real work.
I'm telling you, I can't wait till Friday. I start on Thursday thinking it's Friday. As a matter of fact, that's what I thought last night. I thought it was
Friday. Years of doing morning radio that I've done, it's Friday, it became this exclamation point. We were so glad it was Friday. And I'm always glad that it's Friday. But I'm glad that we're here. This is such a beautiful setting to be looking out at the bay from the Embarcadero. You take a walk here on the Herb Cain Promenade, and you run into things like this. It says on one of the signs, and it's a quote from Herbert Mai, "It's a good thing the earliest settlers landed on the East Coast. If they had landed in San Francisco, the rest of the country would still be uninhabited."
That's a sophisticated San Franciscan. I got to tell you, though, I was in New York, and with all due respect to our wonderful city, New York was a bit more interesting this time. I wandered around Union Square, mm-hmm. and the lighting and the signage, the creativity that has gone into that, whole sides of buildings sending messages, and I got to tell you, the number of people on the streets and the nature
of
the people.
Oh, you mean Times Square, right?
Times Square.
Yeah.
Did I say Union Square?
Yes, you did.
No, I meant Times Square.
Because we were going to have all... there was a proposition, or there was a floated proposal to put big LED signs on Union Square, but that was voted down, right?
I know. Well, that's Union Square in San Francisco, you passed the legislation. You signed it.
We're politically correct in this city, and we really have become almost like... a museum no change in exhibitions. We are just stuck with the same thing and the same people who are here. In New York, that clearly is an imagination beyond most people's belief. You look at that city and thousands of people milling around every day, Rockefeller Center with the ice rink. It's just unbelievable. I literally loved walking around in New York. There was a people talk about energy. You know, I was like, that's kind of phony. What do you mean energy? But it was there. Horror traffic nightmares. They really do need to do something about trying to get from one side of town to the other by way of automobiles. But you know what? I didn't see very much of. There's not a whole lot of room for bicycles.
They don't have bike lanes. You're on your own on the street, pal. You know, I grew up in New York, and I know, hey, just watch it, all right? Just stay away from my fender.
And I'm
driving here.
And I chatted with people who actually live in downtown New York, and the prices they were quoting for space was unbelievable.
How much are
$10,000, $12,000 a month for a two-bedroom apartment.
What?
Yes, $10,000 to $12,000
rent?
A month. Rent. R-E-N-T.
Yes.
Rent.
Yes.
And they're not like what you would call first-class facilities. They're just ordinary units.
Mott Street in Chinatown.
They have a great system, however, of rent control, in which if you got your deal maybe 5 years ago, you may have already moved to San Francisco, but you keep it and you sublet it,
right,
and you're below the market in your rental arrangement. So if you're paying, let's say, $2,500 for that space because you got rent control, you may lend it out to me for $5,000. You make $2,500, I save maybe $6,000 or $7,000 more than I'd have to pay if I moved in as a new tenant. And so sublets are the standard order of business. People speak about sublets like most of us speak about shoes. It's just amazing.
Exactly.
It's just absolutely amazing. And then in and out of the various stores, there's stores on top of stores on top of stores on top of stores, and people in those stores on top of being in those stores. It's just unbelievable.
That's 8 million people who live in the city of New York. In the city of San Francisco, there's less than a million, so it's so proportionate. If you take New York as an envelope, San Francisco is like a postage stamp. stamp. Everything that's in the envelope is underneath that postage stamp, but it's all much smaller, much more compressed. On 960 The Quake, we usually have Michael Isikoff from Newsweek magazine in this segment on Friday. He will join us after Betsy Rosenberg in the 9 o'clock hour, got called into a meeting. And yesterday, Mayor Brown, in the What Would Willie Do, you did a run after our interview with Governor Cuomo. We got a letter sent to emails at quakeradio.com, where you can go to the Contact Us button and click Email Will and Willie and get in the conversation that way. It says, Mayor Brown, I appreciate your interview with Governor Cuomo. However, I think the emphasis on creating one voice in the Democratic Party misses an important point. The one characteristic of President Bush that attracts many people is that he appears to have the courage of his convictions. Even if he's misguided on many issues, I think the electorate respects somebody who feels strongly and fights for his beliefs. And it goes on from there. It says, let's recognize the intelligent people will differ on complex issues. The most important concern for a Democratic candidate is that he or she appear to be a fighter for issues strongly and personally held. Anyway, I enjoy the show. Keep up the good work. Brian Carr in San Jose.
Well, the gentleman from San Jose, it's inconsistent from top to bottom, because what I recommended was exactly what he said, and that is Bush is the spokesperson for the Republican Party, and all the Republicans fall in line one after another, whether that flake Arlen Specter, the senator from Pennsylvania, who every week announces he's going to subpoena something.
And then
never does. Yeah, John McCain, who is supposed to be the independent, the minute Bush says this is the way we're going to do it, he ultimately does it. He makes all of his expressions, but Bush is the single voice that keeps the Republicans focused and keeps them winning. I suggest to this man in San Jose, yes, it's perfectly all right to have multiple people expressing themselves, but on day of reckoning, there has to be somebody who is the symbol. For the Republicans, it's Bush. For the Democrats, it's a many-headed monster.
There is nobody right now.
Thank you. It's Harry Reid one week. It's Nancy Pelosi the next week. It's John Murtha the next week. It's Hillary and Kerry and Gore on the same days in the same form, all debating each other rather than debating the Republicans. I'd suggest the Democrats are not going to win any significant victories unless they can somehow harness this incredible amount of talent that they have, the incredible amount of energy that is available to them, and then practically present the person that best symbolizes a consensus of that effort. And when they do, they'll win.
Well, the problem is one of their elder statesmen and a guy who you can trust is Teddy Kennedy. Teddy Kennedy's point man on a lot of issues. He actually helped Bush write the Leave No Child Standing, or whatever that's called.
I love it. Leave No Child
Standing. No Child Left Standing. Yeah, that was it. Teddy Kennedy is, of course, used as a target by the right. And anytime he comes up, you know, it's a, I'd rather have Dick go hunting with Dick Cheney than go driving with Ted Kennedy because of something that happened in 1969. So he's a target, obviously. He's always used in the same phrases, the Michael Moore, Teddy Kennedy, Hillary Clinton wing of the Democratic Party. And I don't know if the Democrats should raise that as a flag and say, yes, yes, we are liberal. Yes, this is our guy. But they always seem to shy away from that. They never seem to, as you say, band around their voices.
And you called to my attention some time ago, Will, maybe 2 or 3 weeks, a story that I think appeared in the New York Times about what happens to Democratic nominees and Democratic so-called icons when they don't rule the day on the day they're given the opportunity to be centerpiece. When they get rejected by the voters, they simultaneously get condemned by their own, and they're never again allowed to surface, i.e. the Dukakis's of the world, the John Kerry's of the world, the Al Gore's of the world. They just don't ever show up.
They get consigned to a heap that is labeled trash.
And people start looking for the new flavor of the month among Democrats. And that obviously is not the way the Republicans play
the game. Even Cindy Sheehan, even a point of voice that is not coming directly from the core of the party, who's somebody that everybody rallied around in August of last year. It's going to be interesting to see what happens this summer, because you know she's going to go to Crawford. You know he's going to go to Crawford. And last year, her energy was totally dissipated by Hurricane Katrina. Everything that the Cindy Sheehan movement was building, she was starting to get a wider voice. And then suddenly Katrina, because, you know, the fickleness of the press. The press can run with a story. They have the attention span of high-speed lint. So,
well, you know, we had her on the show, if you recall.
I love her voice. It's so measured, and it's so you can't yell at her for being strident, which is the way a lot of liberals are being portrayed.
And she got evicted from the nation speech, as he calls it. How do you put it?
Speech, the nation, you know, that address there.
That's right. You know, the speech. I loved it. I absolutely loved it. Doing it. She got evicted because she was wearing a T-shirt that had an offending word or two on it. And she has disappeared. She's not on the radar screen anymore.
Not at all.
For whatever reason.
And she hasn't stopped any of her movements, any of her rallying cries. She's still out there. And I think we'll hear about her again in August.
You still stay in touch with her?
We do, but now it's in our phone logs. Keeping it real with Will and Willie on 960 The Quake. You can join in the conversation at 866-960-5753. That's 866-960-5753. In the House right now, they are on that debate where the Republicans are trying to put the war on terrorism in this Iraq resolution, saying that an arbitrary date for the withdrawal or redeployment of troops is not in the national interests, and Democrats are decrying the debate on the vote as politically motivated, as a sham. You can give us your opinion on that. 866-960-5753. Keeping it real with Will and Willie on 960 The Quake on this Friday. Stay with us. 8:17.
And so, in my speech to the nation, whatever you want to call it, speech to the nation. I asked Americans,
they think he's telling a joke,
to give 4,000 years, 4,000 hours over the next, or the rest of your life, of service to America.
He's telling a joke.
That's what I asked. I said, 4,000 hours.
Have you ever thought you'd like to buy and sell houses but didn't know how or where to get the money? Are you ready for a real home-based business that can get you out of the rat race and into financial freedom? Hi, this is Dolph DeRoos. I bought my first property at 17 without a penny to my name, and since then have made millions in real estate. I have engineered a proven system to real estate buying that will show you how to buy money-generating properties so you'll never have to work again. Let me show you how you can get started right now. With my techniques, you can learn the secrets for spotting deals that come along on average once a week, and pick up plenty of homes that generate lots of cash and become rich, very rich. Call 1-800-991-7748 anytime, 24 hours a day, and I'll send you a free tape that explains how easy it is. Instead of just making a living, let me show you how to make real money. Call 1-800-991-7748 and get your life back. Again, that's 1-800-991-7748.
What if I told you that you could learn a new language the same way you learned your first language, with no tedious translation, no useless memorization, and no boring drills? You'd have every right to be skeptical, especially if you struggled with languages in the past. That's why we want to send you a free demo CD-ROM from Rosetta Stone. You'll find out what U.S. diplomats, over 10,000 schools, and NASA already know, that this is the world's fastest, easiest way to learn a new language. Guaranteed. Call now to request your free CD-ROM and try it with our compliments. This amazing demo includes 28 languages. Learn a language better than you thought possible and faster than you ever imagined. Call 1-800-337-1442 and we'll rush you the free Rosetta Stone CD-ROM today. Remember, there's no tedious translation, memorization, or drills. Call for your free Rosetta Stone CD-ROM today and see how easy and effective it really is. The number is 1-800-337-1442. That's 1-800-337-1442.
Join KKSF this summer at the East Bay Regional Park District's Fresh Tracks Hiking Program. Every third Saturday through September, KKSF and the Park District will host a leisurely hike in an East Bay park, followed up by a Wente Vineyards catered lunch and live KKSF jazz performance. To find out more on this great program, visit ebparks.org.
Now through June 30th, get Comcast high-speed internet on sale for only $19.99 a month for 6 months. Don't settle for less with DSL. Try the real high-speed internet from Comcast, America's number one internet service provider. Call 1-800-COMCAST for this amazing offer that's going fast, fast like Comcast high-speed internet.
Queer Channel, America's first and only spoken word LGBT radio show. Hear it here, Sunday nights at 7 on 960 The Quake.
Feeling of a Friday, keeping it real with Will and Willie on 960 The Quake, 821. We're talking about how the Democrats seem to have voices all over the place and not one clear, conscious message and a spokesperson. The Republicans have this unity behind Bush, and we ask for your calls at 866-960-5753 and at 866-960-5753. We do have Alan in San Francisco on the unity of Republicans and his view of the Democrats. Good morning. You're on The Quake with Will and Willie.
Oh, good morning. Thank you for taking my call. I want to echo that I totally agree, and it's what I've been watching and complaining about, is as Bush stands up or any Republican stands up and says something totally stupid, and all the Republicans seem to stand in line and say yes, 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 and somebody next week can say something that's totally opposite, but they should stand up and say yes, 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 and you watch the Democrats, and as you were saying, someone says something, if it's even slightly controversial, they run away, like, you know, and disassociate themselves from whoever it is that is saying something that maybe says what we're trying to say, but it might be the Republicans slam it, and so, you know, we're afraid of, I don't know what we're afraid of, the political fallout, the public opinion fallout. I see the Republicans have banded together, they've hijacked the flag, they've hijacked the word liberal, they've hijacked, you know, anything that we can try to rally around. So you're right. I don't know what the solution is, but it's certainly we need to shine light on it and find a way to unite.
I think we're part of the solution because everybody's so afraid of the right-wing blogs and getting castigated and raked over the coals by the right-wing echo machine that is talk radio mostly, except for us, that people really parse their language and they watch what they say.
Maybe we need to learn to say ditto.
Well, for an example, when the congressman from Pennsylvania first stepped up about 2 or 3 months ago and said we should withdraw the troops from Iraq, many Democrats immediately went undercover and proceeded to say exactly what Bush said. They'll stay there for as long. We shouldn't precipitate it. There should not be this or there should not be that. When, in fact, if you can't join me, shut up. It doesn't. Nobody cares what your opinion is. Just shut up. Keep it to yourself if you didn't think up the idea. So, yes, I share your view as well. I think Democrats need to get it together and see if they can't run a program and run an issue out there that'll cause Republicans to go on the defensive. Republicans allow us to be defensive about what our leadership says or what our leadership proposes to say. Then on the other hand, those rare occasions when one of the Democratic leaders will make a real stupid statement, and like, for an example, when Howard Dean said the plank of the platform of the Democratic Party contained a provision against same-sex marriages. Well, now, that was ludicrous.
And
obviously,
it was dead wrong. Yeah. Oh. And if the leader of the Democratic National Committee does not know the planks of the platform, that's not good.
Absolutely terrible. So we have got to select people who can at least articulate a factual collection of views that represent something that's marketable. And obviously, Howard Dean didn't do that at the time that he made his statement. day or so later, he tried to put a spin on it. But you can't put a spin on a total and complete misrepresentation.
The only thing you can do after putting your foot so deep in your mouth, start flossing with your shoelaces. We had this guy on Tuesday. His name was Paul Waldman, the author of the book called Being Right Is Not Enough. And one of the things that he said, he pretty much chronicled the rise of the Republicans and the conservative movement since the debacle that was Barry Goldwater, and they just determined that they are going to be who they are, and they're not going to have to worry about it, and they're going to build this infrastructure underneath them. And I think that's what Democrats have to do.
Joining in the conversation at 866-960-5753 here on Progressive Talk Radio.
Of course, I've always been big in the infrastructure.
960 The Quake. Pat in Santa Rosa, good morning.
Good morning.
You're on with Will and Willie. What's up?
Hi. Well, I wanted to agree with the statement you've been making. I think you're right on. I think that the Democrats are paying too much attention to the polls and what's going on short term, instead of developing a voice that's going to be work over the long term. They're too intimidated when they're called liberals or progressives, and they need to stand up and say, yes, we are liberal, we are progressive, and that's what this country's about. This is what's made our country great. And they need to educate people. The right wing keeps telling the people that, you know, this unregulated capitalism, this free market system is good for the country. But Adam Smith said that capitalism unregulated leads to oligarchy. And we cannot have, even the classic economic theory says you cannot have capitalism that's unregulated. And that's what's going on right now. And it's leading to oligarchy. You know, the Democrats need to stand up and educate people on this issue.
And they can do it so easily. They can take examples of long-range goals that were achieved by Democrats like Franklin Roosevelt and others who really led us in a direction. And believe me, simply rallying around something as simple as bring the boys home from Iraq.
Now,
that kind of an issue would be one that they don't even have to debate. They would force Republicans to constantly have to defend keeping the boys there. And believe me, it begins to wear thin when it becomes your son, your daughter, members of for your community, your fellow employees, etc. And Democrats would be on, I think, a roll if they just insisted on bringing the troops home, because the argument about you can't make democracy safe unless you stay in Iraq, that's phony. Period, and everybody knows it's phony. Democrats will get that debate going, and I do hope, Pat, that they will listen to you and others like you, so that in fact Democrats can get back on the winning trail.
And we have another person right now who might have that opinion. It's Marcin from Los Altos on an exit strategy for Iraq. We got a couple of moments here before we do the bottom of the hour news. Good morning. You're on 960 The Quake, keeping it real with Will and Lily.
Oh, thank you. I have an idea for how the Democrats can win on Iraq.
How is that, Melody?
It is that, first of all, obviously, diplomacy by listening as well as telling and consulting with the generals. But first of all, remove all contractors as soon as possible and triple the soldiers' pay and restore generous veterans' benefits, especially medical care, and restore Iraqis to all jobs possible, which would be much less expensive than the contractors. That indicates that we're serious about leaving in the first place.
Well, I like the idea of raising the pay of our soldiers over there and get rid of the contractors, but some of the contractors are doing the very dangerous stuff, and we might even be protecting our boys over there.
No, but she says let the Iraqis do the dangerous jobs, as you've described them, or whatever the jobs are.
You saw the corruption.
I don't care if it's the oil, whatever. I mean, you know, what we have to indicate is that we want the Iraqis to do their jobs, and the more Iraqis that have jobs, the less we'll be carrying guns.
That's true, and there's over 25% unemployment in Iraq.
Right.
Between 25 and 50%.
I mean, you almost have to do these things before you can talk about pulling the troops out.
Marcin in Los Altos, thank you for calling in and being part of the conversation at 866-960-5753.
I don't see us pulling our troops out of there in our lifetime.
Keeping it real with Will and Willie on 960 The Quake. And you know, Will, I wish I thought you were wrong about that.
Well, I hope he's wrong.
Yes.
Hey, we're still in Cuba. What was that? 1903? 1912? What was that?
There's no danger.
Well, we've built a permanent fortress or in the process of building it in Iraq.
Fortress is a good word for it, too.
A base and embassy, but it's really a fortress in Iraq. So
fortified bases is what we're going for.
Well, you're going to need it if you're going to stay there, because you're never going to be accepted by the Iraqi people.
Never.
On the lighter side of things, you've seen him on Whose Line Is It Anyway? He won an Emmy for that, and on the Wayne Brady Show, and he's coming to the Mountain Winery for Saturday night, something you can take somebody to for Father's Day, and we'll get the news, weather, and traffic in a moment, and we'll be joined by Wayne Brady in a few minutes. Next, 8:31, Keeping It Real with Will and Willie on 960 The Quake.
It's 8:31. Good morning. Time for traffic in the Crown 4 Traffic Center. Crown 4, home of the 9 o'clock news, and this time brought to you by 511. A lot of slows in a lot of places, but no real serious problems, just a couple of exceptions. Napa, now over on the shoulder, was blocking 29 southbound before 121. There's some tire tread in the right lane. Come off a big rig, 580 eastbound after Doherty, and in Daly City, three-car crash now on the shoulder, 280 northbound before Hickey. At the Baybridge Toll Plaza, some rope and tire tread and some junk. It's in the two left lanes up at the Toll Plaza. Upper deck fine. Metering lights on. Backup is inconsequential at the moment. Traffic slowing you down? Get driving times every time. Call 511 and get free real-time driving times. It's good to know that you can start dinner in 27 minutes. Radio.com. Here's what's happening in the Bay Area. Officials in Alameda County are expecting that election workers will have to spend another day counting votes in the still undecided Oakland mayor's race. Here's Ron Dellum's shortness, 0.25% short of the simple majority he needs to win the race outright against Ignacio de la Fuente. There's some disagreement about some write-in ballots, but Alameda County elections officials believe that they can finish the counting at some point today. Cupertino's Apple computer is investigating some claims of poor working conditions at a Chinese iPod factory. The company is responding to a British newspaper report that said workers at an iPod factory were paid as little as $50 a month and forced to work long, long days. Yesterday morning, we had a 4.7 earthquake. This morning, it was a 3.1, but you didn't feel it. It was in North Carolina, along the border with Tennessee. Unused to, as they are, two quakes, residents called police to ask if there'd been an explosion or plane crash. The government says most of us still aren't ready. Homeland Security has delivered a 160-page document to Congress that says most American cities remain unprepared for catastrophes nearly 5 years after 9/11, 10 months after Hurricane Katrina. And a Katrina side note, with all the waste and fraud in FEMA totaling $1 billion for Hurricane Katrina evacuees, including a $200 bottle of champagne purchased at a Hooters, the restaurant chain says that they would be happy to reimburse FEMA for the cost of that bottle. FEMA says, we accept. Quake weather for the weekend. Warm inland today and tomorrow. Highs near 90, maybe even a little bit warmer than that. 60s and 70s around the bay through Sunday, and a tad bit cooler inland by Sunday. Keeping it real with Will and Willie continues. I'm John Scott on 960 The Quake.
Did you know Prius drivers can go up to 500 miles on one tank of gas and laugh at high gas prices? And now's your chance to win your own Toyota Prius from the Auto West Automotive Group. Just go to the search bar on this site and type in the keyword hybrid to enter.
It's the ultimate summer escape. Live like the rich and famous. You and nine of your friends in the beautiful foothills of Northern California on board a luxury houseboat. This deluxe forever houseboat features a 500-square-foot deck and a water slide.
Who is this guy?
I'm just a cheesy impersonation.
Winners also get a $200 grocery gift card and money for gas.
It's the perfect escape.
Click on the banner on your screen now or log on to winasummergetaway.com.
Live like the rich and famous.
Courtesy of Forever Houseboats.
Who's there?
Opportunity.
Opportunity who?
Opportunity knocking.
What for?
Your chance to win Sony stuff. Just expand your media player.
Who's with you?
Sony card.
Sony card who?
Sony card weekly cash-in.
Cash-in? How much?
A $500 Sony card credit or a $599 Sony-style gift card every week.
That's a lot of dough.
Good for a lot of entertainment.
Like movies and music? A digital camera?
Yep.
But how?
Every week, three lucky card members could win.
Sounds like a great opportunity.
But you gotta act fast.
Where do I apply?
Online.
What's the address?
SonyCardWin.com. Or expand your media player.
Sounds easy.
It is. It's Sony Card. Earning points towards Sony rewards with every use.
Every purchase?
Every day.
Thanks for the opportunity.
Anytime. It's what I do. No purchase necessary. Offer ends 12/31/06. Void where prohibited. Open only to U.S. residents 18 or older as of date of entry. Odds of winning depend on number of entries. For official rules and alternative method of entry, go to SonyCardWin.com. Sponsored by Sony Electronics, Inc. And remember, life's more entertaining with Sony Card.
Is your child having trouble focusing, staying on track, or paying attention? Can he play hours of video games but not complete a page of homework? At the Attention and Achievement Center, conditions including ADD, ADHD, dyslexia, auditory processing, learning and mood disorders are treated, and all without medication. Summer is the perfect time to get your child the right kind of help and better prepared for life. The center's approach is completely safe, fun, and effective with documented, proven results. With a great team of highly qualified experts, including neurologists, psychologists, speech and language pathologists, among others, they have been helping people for over 14 years with effective, proven results. Services are available in Walnut Creek, Pleasanton, and Fremont. For more information, call 925-280-9100 or visit their website at drugfreeadd.com. That's 925-280-9100 or drugfreeadd.com. And don't let another summer go to waste.
If you're into eBay or just want to make an unbelievable amount of money selling stuff on the internet, then grab a pen to write down a number that could change your life forever.
So far I've done 100,000 in gross sales.
Everything you need to get started making money on the internet, including the internet's largest marketplace, eBay, is in a free software package from Internet Speedway. Generate massive cash selling products you don't have to see, store, or even pay for. You may never have to work in an office again. Instead, you can put up your feet while your computer becomes a money-making machine.
I was able to quit my 9-to-5 with the money I make now.
Now I have my own successful online business. It's already brought in over $175,000 for me.
The Internet Speedway system could change your life forever. For your free software showing you how to make money on the Internet, including sites like eBay, call 1-800-446-1642. But when this offer's gone, it's gone. 1-800-446-1642. 1-800-446-1642.
Monday night at 7. It's America's original LGBT radio show. Queer Channel is on
the air and online anytime. Queer Channel is on.
Big, bright, bold, beautiful Queer Channel is on.
Queer Channel radio show and podcast.
This week we're live from Metro City Bar high atop the Castro at Market Noli and 16th Street, San Francisco. First of three shows celebrating Pride Week featuring Will and Grace's Leslie Jordan.
And
you can win front row seats to see Melissa Etheridge. It's Queer Channel, Sunday night at 7 on 960 The Quake.
Queer Channel, America's first and only spoken word LGBT radio show. Hear it here, Sunday nights at 7 on 960 The Quake.
Papa's got a brand new bag. That's one of James Brown's songs. 8:38, keeping it real with Will and Willie on 960 The Quake. Of course, Father's Day is Sunday. Got the North Beach Festival happening this weekend in the Bay Area in
San
Francisco.
The Godfather of Soul.
The Godfather of Soul. And it is going to be a great weekend around the Bay. We have Wayne Brady. He's going to join us shortly. He's playing at the Mountain Winery in Saratoga. This is a perfect weekend to go there. Beautiful
weather's supposed
weather.
To be gorgeous,
oh,
too.
Man, I love that place. The old Paul Masson Winery. Been there since the 1800s on top of that hill over Saratoga.
I'm sure the fog's going to drift in one of these days.
But it was not good wine. Paul Masson was not a good wine.
No, no. Well,
that's why it's no longer Paul Masson wine.
Orson Welles, you know, we will sell no wine before it's time. What time is it? 12:30? Okay. Uncork the bottle. Screw the top off.
There's so many wineries that are now in the state of California.
Yes. Yeah. Excellent stuff.
And they had Carol had problems getting that little proposal to make Zinfandel the California wine officially. Suddenly all the other wine guys came out, the Cabernet and the Merlot people. All I can't believe such a simple thing is trying to get an official wine for the state of California.
But why should it be Zinfandel? You trade Zin?
Well, no, I don't know why she picked Zinfandel, but I mean, it seems fairly safe.
No, but I
what do you want? Chablis, Chardonnay?
No, all of the above. Why try to designate one particular type of wine? After all, sometimes you do that fusion, that, you know, the Lacane 5, you put two of the blends. Mm-hmm. There are all kinds of good wines that are out there that are just as worthy. I don't happen to be a Zin drinker. I'll dabble there every now and then, but... You know, how about Merlot?
I know, but it's the number one wine, isn't it?
No.
Sideways, the movie Sideways pushed Pinot on people, Pinot Noir, and they weren't drinking it very much, and now they're planting more Pinot because people think it's good wine.
I'm not going to drink Merlot!
well, Pinot Noir, though, is a good wine, but... It's not, you know, Cab is just as good.
Yeah. Give me a Cab grown in Napa, in the Rutherford Valley, in that red dirt.
Cab is just as good, if not better. Merlot is in between. You can do both fish and whatever else with Merlot.
You can
instead
drink
of going
red
for
wine
a white
with fish. You don't have
sure.
to drink. I don't, never understood that.
No. You can drink red wine with whatever you can afford to eat. I mean, what are you talking about?
I keep trying to sell people on Corbel Natural, the champagne that's naturally fermented in the bottle, and everybody thinks that I've talked about that cheap Corbel, but no, the Natural is really, really good. It's a great little champagne.
Only thing, though, if you're doing beluga caviar, I don't recommend any. Stick with the vodka.
Be a Corsamo?
Stick with the vodka.
Well, while we wait for Wayne Brady to wake up and remember what he was supposed to do at 8:35...
Hey, he's a comic. Cut
exactly.
him some slack.
I am. I understand. Sharon in Corte Madera wants to join the conversation we were having about the differences between the Republicans and the Democrats in their message. And good morning. You're on 960 The Quake.
Hey, good morning. I'm just calling to support that Paul Waldman's book, I think, is probably the most important information that I've heard lately about what Democrats need to do, because I feel that they really need to learn from the strategies that the Republicans have put in place over the decades. And I think the Republicans know that people don't have time to learn, listen to politicians sort of pontificate on and on and on, like the gal that you had on yesterday. They really need to. I'm not making fun of her because she's fighting a good fight, but I think it's terrible. But Karl Rove knows the genius of soundbite delivery, and I think the Republicans kind of took Clinton out on two tiny scandals. One was Whitewater, which no one understood, and one was Monica,
which everybody really understood.
Yes, but the Bush administration has probably unleashed maybe 400 or 500 huge scandals, the war just being one of them.
Oh, just Halliburton scamming
just
America.
Halliburton, the outsourcing of the middle class, the bankrupting of the country. I don't think anybody knows that China and Russia hold the bonds that sort of keep this country going. Those are huge things that I think would really tick off all kinds of voters if they really knew about them, and the war is huge.
I would like to spend an entire day cataloging the little tiny scandals of the Bush administration, just going over them.
From Jeff Gannon to the shoplifting policy advisor to Tom DeLay and the sweatshops, you name it, the scandals don't end. From Hastert's wife working for the oil companies, judges that used to work for the oil companies are now in the judiciary, it doesn't end.
Some guy's roommate being appointed, yeah.
Yeah, so I think if they sort of harnessed maybe 20 or 25 of the top scandals and just didn't let go, almost like pit bulls, held on to them, focused on them like a laser, I really think Paul Waldman's got it right, because this whole flip-flop thing about the war is based in sort of a crazy proposition, because the Democrats were lied to about going to war. So that's sort of just, I really would recommend people read that book. It's the best information out there, and I think Paul Hackett had it right. When he was campaigning, he got mad, and he focused in on like a laser, and he didn't back down, and he just kept it simple. And I think he's a great asset for campaigning Dems. That's sort of all I have to say.
And then the Democrats ditched him.
They did, but he's still with us. So I guess I'm going to think that there's a reason, but, you know, I think I think another thing about Democrats is we sort of are always ripping into each other. And if you listen to right-wing radio, which no one does because it's so horrifying, but they never turn on their own. And Dems do every minute of the day.
We eat our young on this side of the political spectrum.
And maybe we should just temper that just a smidge.
Well, I got to tell you, though, that I think you're wrong about no one listens to right-wing talk radio. They seem to have a profound influence on this country.
Oh, I'm sorry. I meant us.
Oh, no. That's right. And none of us listen to it. But unfortunately for us, there are not enough of us speaking our voice to counteract those on the right-wing talk side. Fortunately for us, 960 The Quake is attempting to do that. That's what this show is all about.
Right. And I'm sorry.
This show is all about...
I agree.
Yes. And this show is about trying to get the word out there. So, in fact, the people on the progressive side will have a voice. And I think that we ought to spread the word. Believe me, if we are successful, I guarantee you, copycats all over the nation will start doing progressive talk radio, just as they did with the right-wingers. Advertisers will start going through talk radio headed by progressives like those of us here on 960 The Quake. And the results will be more of our voices will be heard, and there will be a better balance between Democrats and Republicans.
And we need our listeners to tell people that they listen to 960 The Quake and tell other people and spread the word and do the presets and do the whole deal, because it's not beneath you. And I feel that it's all a matter of people letting other people know that they listen to the station and help support what we're doing, and that's across the board and across the country for Air America and Progressive Talk Radio in general.
Yeah, even if you don't listen,
Schultz,
tell
yes.
people you do.
Mm-hmm.
The voice that you heard giving you that admonition was that of Paul Wells. Paul Wells is the traffic director and the host, and occasionally he gets a chance to
producer,
say something.
Yes.
He gets a chance to say something, and he loves to be heard. So listen closely when he gives you, because you're not going to hear too much of him.
No.
But listen closely to what he has to say.
I didn't mean to interrupt you, Mr. Mayor. And I just did again. Well, we have your total time at the mic because we have the What Would Willie Do segment, and it came in on an email, a question that was gone into by clicking email Will and Willie at quakeradio.com at the Contact Us button, which you can do anytime and join in the conversation. And thanks, Sharon from Puerto Madera, for her call. 8:47 on this Friday. Keeping it real with Will and Willie on 960 The Quake.
Hey, guys, if you're like me, or I used to be, just dragging myself through the day, tired, run down, sometimes, yes, even a bit grumpy. Well, let me tell you what two little capsules a day of Nature Bee has done for me. I tell you, man, I have more energy. I brush my teeth with much more vibrancy than I used to. And here's Mike Buck from Nature Bee to tell you how to get the health fix. In 2006, almost in 1906.
Hello there, Will, and say, hey, Stan Fran. You know, getting your life back on track begins with good nutrition. It's the key. We're going so fast these days, we neglect our body's needs. We don't eat right. That's why supplementing our lousy diets with Nature Bee makes perfect sense.
We already know that so many people already feel better from taking Nature Bee, but maybe there are a few people who have questions about what's in it and what's so special about it.
Okay, here you go. How about this? Nature Bee is just pure plant pollen. That's it. 100% natural organic vegetable food collected by honeybees, but it's got every vitamin, amino, mineral acid, every antioxidant, all the stuff you need. Benefits combined, amazing. More energy, improved concentration, boost your immune system, ward off the bugs out there trying to drag you down. How about feeling fantastic every day instead of wondering how you're going to kind of scrape through it?
Well, buddy, that makes sense. I mean, we know what Nature Bee does for you and me, so let's get to the bottom line. How do folks join the Nature Bee Health Parade?
Yeah, let's get everybody on the bandwagon. It's so easy. You go online, naturebee.com, or you call toll-free to New Zealand, 1-866-834-8355. The deal? 6 months of Nature Bee, $99 with a small postage free. The freebie, $30 worth of the best sunscreen on the planet. That's for free. And this has a money-back guarantee, so you got nothing to lose except time and your good health. So get on it. 1-866-834-8355. 834-8355 today.
Okay, you guys heard the man. Be just like me. Feel alive again with Nature Bee. Call toll-free 1-866-834-8355. Come on, write it down now. 1-866-834-8355 or go online to naturebee.com.
Predictability leads to normalcy. Normalcy is too predictable.
Step outside the norm at El Palazzo. Tacos, burritos, salads, and catering for any event with a healthy helping of attitude. Amigo. El Palazzo, where the drinks are rocking and the nightlife is...
And call me Sally.
Hot. Submitted for your approval. 7 nights a week. Anything goes.
Or cater it.
Thank you. You've been a great audience. El Palazzo. Come on down to El Palazzo off of 580 in Hopyard or online at elpalazzo.net.
Baskin-Robbins. It's choosing time.
It's mid-afternoon at the office, and a cappuccino blast would make a mighty good pick-me-up. But how will you decide which new flavor to get? Here's a tip.
Sometimes yelling at people on the street helps you decide.
Hey! Which cappuccino blast should I get?
Shut up, you nut!
See? Nutty S'mores.
The Sipalicious Cappuccino Blast in 3 new flavors.
Thanks!
Okie dokie!
Baskin-Robbins. Happy choosing. Price and participation may vary.
Hurry into Mattress Discounters today, where you'll always find quality brands like Sealy Posturepedic, Simmons Beauty Rest, Tempur-Pedic Pressure Relieving Swedish Mattresses, and the Sleep Number Bed by Select Comfort at everyday low prices. Plus, on approved credit, you'll get free financing for a year with no down payment, no monthly payments, and no interest for 12 months. Mattress Discounters. Quality brands, discount prices.
Have a good night's sleep for less. Mattress Discounters.
Togo's new sensational salads. Try the new Santa Fe chicken salad. Roasted chicken, black bean and corn salsa, diced avocado, shredded cheddar cheese, all topped with chili lime tortilla strips. Or the new Mediterranean tuna salad. Albacore tuna tossed with roasted red pepper and black olive salsa on a bed of romaine and spring mix. Or even the new Cobb salad. Unique flavors and the freshest ingredients. Try a new Togo's sensational salad today.
960 The Quake saves the planet. Eco Talk with Betsy Rosenberg, tomorrow at noon on 960 The Quake.
Keeping it real with Will and Willie on 960 The Quake. And it's time to ask the question, what would Willie do? This question comes from Jim Rogers in an email to Will and Willie at quakeradio.com. If you, Mr. Brown, were offered Howard Dean's position and you accepted, what would Willie do as Democratic National Committee chairman?
Democratic National Committee chair is an important, real important position. Terry McAuliffe had it, did a pretty good job at it, although he did not win the presidency on 2 separate occasions. Of course, my good friend who died in an airplane crash, Mr. Brown, had it, and he did it very well because Bill Clinton ended up winning 2 times for the job of the presidency. I think I would take the job of Democratic National Committee chair and immediately try as best I could to get the Democratic Party to understand that Cuomo should be on the national ticket, at least as a vice presidential candidate. I think I try to get the Democrats to understand that we must flood every campaign operation with worker bees, people who will simply take orders and execute on behalf of the candidate so that on election day there would be more people working to get out the vote than there are voters. I would make that kind of the cornerstone of what I am about. I would also set out to raise more money than any other person who has ever held the position as the chair of the Democratic National Committee, so that in fact there would be available to the candidates on the Democratic side of the aisle money from the party, with the party taking the heat for being the sellout to the drug industry, the sellout to all of the other respective industries, and the candidate being free and clear of any of those accusations. I would aggressively recruit candidates who represent the opportunity for winning. That is, candidates that are indigenous to the constituency which they are attempting to receive the vote from. And I would be rather ruthless in my pursuit of that kind of a quality candidate. All of these are things that I actually did when I served as Speaker of the California State Assembly. I would absolutely leave no stone unturned. And I would simultaneously look around for those poor, unfortunate, isolated Republicans whom the parties seem to consider as dead meat or trash. I would make sure that I embraced them and nurtured them and kept them in abeyance until they were needed to help us defeat the Republican Party. And then I would spring those missiles on the Republican targets that would represent a means by which to win the election process. In all of that, I would at all times make sure that the ego of the chair never became bigger than the ego of any of the candidates or any of the leadership. And I would do so in the most practical, direct way as is humanly possible. And I would retain quality consultants of the Jack Davis elk, of the Gail Kaufman elk, of that collection of people who genuinely want to win, who have won in the past and who will win in the future, and who are creative enough not to just ape what the Republican Party is doing and have done. Combination of all of those things would get us back on the glory road of when Bill Clinton was the flavor of the month, when Al Gore should have been the flavor of the month, with just a little bit of courage to join the Black Caucus in challenging the accuracy of the vote. I would make sure that as the Democratic Party chair, I would be prepared to force the party on issues of that nature that would end up being supportive of isolated people like John Murther, as well as Barbara Lee and others who seem to always be on the point for the party. That's what the party chair should do. And as the replacement for the Howard Dean, that's exactly what I would do. And I would blog, 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 blog.
There you go. That's what Willie would do on 960 The Quake, Progressive Talk Radio.
It's hell with what
we
would
do
Willie do.
Day.
Do it.
Yes, really.
Let's do it.
While you were speaking.
It would be a full-time job. Mm-hmm. Would you be willing to do it?
Absolutely. If it was for a limited period.
No, they'd have to hire you. Why don't they hire you?
They'd hire me, but only to take them through November 2008.
Yeah.
And then I would want to come back to talk radio.
Yeah.
That's how dedicated you have to be.
No, I'm serious. It would be a full-time job.
That's what it is. And it should be a full-time job. And it should be a job not unlike, any other really significant, important position in America.
Let's do it.
It should
Let's
be compensated
Willie Brown.
In the fame. No. They'll never trust me. Are you kidding me?
Why not?
I'm too independent. I'm too liberal. I'm to all of the things that represent.
But you've always been focused on getting things done. Even when you were in the assembly, you got stuff done. You protected your members. And we don't realize this. Until now is when the members feel free to tell us about all the stuff that you protected them on and how you got things done. Mm-hmm. And you made deals with Republicans. You protected their butts, too. You can protect everybody in this party.
Listen, if you're not prepared to make a deal and get the best end of the deal, you don't deserve to be the leader.
And if you can't stand the heat, don't stand in the kitchen. And this man knows how to take the heat and dish it out. Willie Brown,
Draft
with Durst.
Willie Brown.
A pleasure here this morning. We've got an hour to go, keeping it real with Will and Willie. And if Betsy Rosenberg finds a clock, we'll have her in the next segment on 960 The Quake.
Okay, for all you people who wear glasses, open your eyes. Your glasses aren't doing jack to improve your natural eyesight. Not one thing. Oh, don't get me wrong. You may be able to see better when you put them on, but glasses are nothing more than a crutch. A momentary patch job on a problem that may actually be improved by you. And I'm not talking about LASIK or some other surgery with people poking around your eyeballs. No, I'm talking about a simple system from Vision Improvement Technology that you can do on your own that just may strengthen your natural eyesight.
and help you start seeing more clearly. The award-winning doctors who created it believe it can totally eliminate or reduce your dependence on glasses or contacts once and for all. This is for real. It's a real system created by real doctors. But don't take our word for it. Let us send you a free video to see this program firsthand